Welcome back, everybody, and happy Friday. Welcome if you're just joining us. My name is Maggie Dawn. You are listening to the Civic Media Radio Network. So former Supreme Court Justice Souter died last Thursday. And he's most well known for being a Republican appointee who did not follow Republican orthodoxy as a Supreme Court justice. And the phrase, not another Souter, became sort of the rallying call amongst Republicans. I wanted to talk about him a little bit because I actually think Justice Souter provides not just an example for lawyers and judges about how to be a great lawyer, how to be a great judge or justice, as the case may be. But I think he provides an example to every single American about what actual patriotism is in this moment. Because one of the things that I have noted is that it is so difficult, and in my opinion, very much difficult, very differently difficult, for Democrats or liberals or progressives to have a calm discussion with fervent Trump supporters. In contrast, I find it the case that many Democrats will concede points, acknowledge uncomfortable truths and facts when confronted with them by Republicans and especially the MAGA faithful, will acknowledge that there is middle ground, will point out extremism when we see it. In other words, I think, generally speaking, Democrats are more likely to have a fair and good faith argument and discussion about policy and politics. And I wanted to read for all of you something that Justice Souter wrote. He was speaking about how to be a great judge, but what he really was saying is to be a great American, we must be willing to be even-handed, open-minded, humble, and then careful and explicit when we are arguing about a legal case or about policy and politics. So I wanted to share this with you. I found it again, courtesy of Georgetown University Law Professor Stephen Vladek. So here it goes. This is Justice Souter. He was writing about another legal historian that he admired. And the language is you know, a rich, but stay with me here because I think it's quite powerful. Chronic even-handedness compels a judge to come out and say what he or she was really choosing between. The torment of competing reasons forced the judge to face the very facts that placed his principles in tension. And not just to face the facts, but to heft them and feel their weight until finally the needle of his mind moved off dead center. The account of judge and man and their mutual integrity are companions. Not about what a judge's judging was, but about what anyone's judging ought to be. To place evidence out in plain sight. To explain your reasoning unhurried. That the analysis has no shortcuts, that there are no stretches lost from sight behind some edifice of generality, that your relentless honesty in testing evidence and treating issues create an atmosphere around each case and each question. Every judge has common obligations to be suspicious of easy cases, skeptical about clear-edged categories and bright-line rules, to be modest in the face of precedent, candid in playing one worthy principle against another, and to have the nerve to do it in concrete facts on an open page. We are all urged to hunt for, quote, general guidance from close examination of the particular, acknowledging that details spark the intuition and real judging gets done from the ground up. So we come to a judicial paradox that we have no hope of serving the most exalted without respecting the most concrete. Judicial duty points to Blake's grain of hand. It is what the old common law judges understood and what Antoninus knew, whose strength never failed him until he lost touch with the earth. While I cannot tell you what I will do with the dilemmas, the cases already on the way to my court, I think I will know enough to treat with them by being the kind of judge that common law requires. To know that you haven't got the answers up your sleeve, to not prejudge, but to decide the cases as they come along. This lesson is so simple. Justice Souter took his obligation to analyze questions as they come along without pre-deciding them, without adherence to team or tribe. This is every American's call to action today. I say, not never again any Souters. We need more Justice Souters. We need you to be a Justice Souter. That's going to do it for me. Stay tuned for Pete Schwabba. I'm Maggie Dawn. Remember, I'll stand up for you. I hope you stand up for me. But it is always better when we stand together.